The Latin Lover, a pocket dictionary of the language of the Catholic Church, compiled by the Pope's own Latinist, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster.
Hello there, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, and I've asked Carmelite Father Reginald Foster to help me bring the new year in for you. Father, you have your tome of Leo the Great. He was one who spoke out against pagan Christmas, didn't he?
Yes, because the pagan customs were still very strong. This is 100 years after Christmas.
And pagan habits in the new year.
Oh, yeah.
So his new year resolutions. Tell me about Leo the Great's new year
resolutions.
Oh,
you should read on Leo the Great, where he says we should concentrate not on stupid penances and things, but on good works, works of charity. You can't believe it.
How do you say that in Latin? How do you say new year's resolutions?
Well, Novi anni proposita.
It's like turning a new leaf. They have no expression like that, the Latins. I caught you out there. How do you say turning a new leaf?
Well, it's a vertere paginam, change the page. Vertere paginam, okay, you can change the page. At novum incipere annum, and begin a new year.
Did they actually...
They didn't think in those terms.
They didn't think in those
like
terms.
New Year's resolutions, not true, man. No, they didn't have that. The Romans didn't.
But they had a different calendar, we know that. So they wouldn't have celebrated New Year when we do anyway.
No. Although their government offices began January 1st.
So it was the beginning of the new parliamentary year.
Yeah, I mean, that was like their fiscal, or what should I say, legal year was January 1st. That much they realized.
How do you say that in Latin?
Tantum intellex erunt, huh?
What does that mean?
So much they understood, munias incipienda esse calendis januarius, that the offices must be begun on the 1st of January.
They had a very sophisticated legal system, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, well, the Roman law.
Which has come down to us today.
Well, I don't know, to us. It depends on where I'm talking. The English-American
thing. We have the common law.
Yeah, which is not so much.
Here in Italy, they still have Roman law.
Oh, yeah, that's on the continent. The Anglo thing is not so much Roman. You say that your common law. But all the other countries, and that means South America and everything.
How would you say common law?
Well, jus commune.
And whereas Roman law, how did they call it?
Well, it was lex romana, lex romana. Which, they're using, other nations are using that.
Did they have any special ways to celebrate the opening of the parliamentarian's year?
No, there was like an oath and people were there. No, it wasn't different. The Romans didn't do things like that too much.
They were kind of square.
They would have a sacrifice or something, for the blessing of the gods,
was this sacrifice? How did it take?
Well, they would have an animal or something like that, and up in Jupiter's altar there on the Capitoline Hill. And I have a book that I'm going to read now during Christmas, all about the prayers in Virgil and Livy. Beautiful, beautiful, interesting.
Like prayers for sacrifice.
Prayers of anything. Oaths and prayers and petitions. And
what did they speak about?
Well, they had the same thing. It's notable or extraordinary. I mean, they're humans like ourselves. And so they were asking for good weather. They were asking for peace. They were asking for good health and prosperity.
So how would you say
that? That's that famous thing where you say the famous expression, mens sana in corpore sano. Well, that's part of what Juvenal says.
Healthy mind and a healthy body.
Yes, and he says people shouldn't go around and ask the gods for strange things. They should go to a shrine and ask the gods that there may be for them a healthy mind and a healthy body. That's where the expression comes in. It's very nice, the whole context. Because the context is you shouldn't be praying for nonsense.
How do you say nonsense in Latin?
Nuje, New J, inept CA, okay.
Inept.
Yeah, inept CA, things which are out of place. New guy, frivolities, frivolities, or whatever you're going to call it. No, but and so that was very serious. And so he said, you should go to church instead of praying for all this nonsense, or even about helping or killing your brethren and all that stuff. Go and pray that you may have a healthy mind and a healthy body. That's what you should ask of the gods. So to see the Roman prayers is really, really very beautiful.
Did they ask for peace?
Oh, certainly, certainly.
Pope John Paul always has his peace message.
Certainly, because like at Cicero's time, they had 100 years of civil war around here. And they were plenty tired of that, too.
Pax
Romana was coming out slowly with Augustus.
But they were warriors, though, the Romans, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. Well, they went through 132 until 31 B.C., Axium, 101 years, practically, of civil war.
And which came to an end with Augustus.
Yeah, and Mark Antony and Cleopatra, that whole thing, you know, where she takes off in her ship and you know, all that stuff. We've seen movies of that before.
How'd you say movies? Movies?
Cinematografeum. So, I'm reading with Spectacola Cinematografica de Aerea concerning that matter.
Little did Cleopatra know how much her story would inspire the cinema world.
Oh, Lord, yes. No, I mean, she didn't. She didn't know that. But anyway, so as I say, they prayed for peace. Certainly they prayed for peace. And all that stuff to see there, it's very, very beautiful. We think there's, you know, pagans and they're stupid and don't have any idea and don't have faith and stuff. Certainly they had faith. Or they were worshiping statues. They didn't worship any statues. That's nonsense. And the fact is, Cicero has a famous thing in one of his Philippics. He says, we should go to the gods whose earthly images we see around the place. So there's
distinction. How do you say that in Latin? We should worship the gods whose earthly images.
Okay, veneramur deos quorum simulacra terrestria.
We see around the place.
Circum nos ubique videmus. And so really, he's not saying that we're worshiping this statue, which a lot of people think. And a lot of Christians thought the same thing, idol worship, and they did not worship idols. What are you talking about? And they believed there was a god behind it somewhere. But the Romans had statues, and they believed there was a god somewhere, and this was a representative of that god. That's all.
How do you say that in Latin?
Alicubi Deum esse credimus. We believe God is somewhere. Alicubi Deum esse credimus.
Can I ask you one last thing? What's your New Year message to our listeners in Latin?
New Year's message. Utinam feliciter vobis et prospere hic annus procedat.
Can you translate that?
Utinam feliciter vobis et prospere hic annus procedat. I wish that, I would that, I hope that this year may move ahead forward for you. Feliciter, happily and prosperously.
You've been listening to Latinist Professor Reginald Foster in a program presented and produced by Veronica Scaresbrick.